When it comes to common sense, it is in short supply, but I'll have to tell you, Professor Judith Sloan is always a breath of fresh air. While much of the discussion, almost all of it, has been on this coronavirus, life does go on. And major problems are with us here and now. One of them is in relation to university education, because today, even as I speak, they're all studying online, whether they're students, primary, secondary, or university students. But before I go to that, I wanted to raise with Professor Sloan comments by the bilious Malcolm Turnbull and his oleaginous observations in relation to his so-called legacy. And I just thought we'd talk to Professor Sloan to dismantle this snowy 2.0 plan. You've got to talk simply about this, and slowly. It was last year, I remember, Professor Judith Sloan wrote a scathing assessment of this snowy 2.0. And she argued, in fact, that Scott Morrison had stretched the truth when he described 2.0 as a fair dinkum power. And of course, as she and I and others have argued, pumping water uphill in order to release it to generate electricity with a net loss of energy of at least 20%, as Judith Sloan said, was more fairy story than fair dinkum. Now, the logic underpinning snowy 2.0, you've got to get your head around this, is that you can pump the water uphill, that will require more electricity than that water will later generate. Pump it uphill when the power prices are low, release it when the power prices are high. How smart's that? I thought the whole purpose of government was to reduce the cost of energy, not wait for it to be so high that we can justify Turnbull's snowy hydro 2.0, which depends on continuing high and variable wholesale electricity prices. So rather than attacking the problem of high and wildly fluctuating wholesale electricity, which is what everyone wants, which is destroying our competitive edge, get the price of energy down, snowy hydro can only win if it exploits and capitalises on power prices which are high. So it relies on price variations to balance the cost of pumping water uphill, and the cost of that will be covered by profits when it's later released. This is unbelievable madness. And as Judith Sloan says, it's rubbish for consumers. Then, of course, there's the multi-million dollar cost of the scheme. Turnbull said it would cost $2 billion in March 2017, and it would be completed by 2021. Is 2021 next year? A contract for $5.1 billion, covering just a section of construction, has already been signed, $5.1 billion. And Snowy Hydro say completion won't be till 2025. Senior energy engineer and the former Energy Australia Managing Director, Ted Woodley, what would he know? He says the Australian public's been left in the dark about the real cost of the project, which requires the construction of 27 kilometres of tunnels. Ted Woodley says the total bill for the project, including transmission lines, that's just this project, is likely to top $10 billion, but we've already paid $6 billion to buy out New South Wales and Victoria and their stake in Snowy Hydro. And Ted Woodley, a senior energy engineer and a former Energy Australia managing director, has described Snowy Hydro 2.0 as the worst possible project in the worst possible place. He says it's economically unviable. The Turnbull legacy. Judith Sloan's on the line. Professor Sloan, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Thank God they can't fool you. Snowy 2.0, eh? Would you run around the countryside boasting about this?
Well, no, I wouldn't. And I think what's happened is that it looked like a dud back then, but it looks like a bigger dud now, I think. So you always steal my good points, I might add, Alan, that the economics of this project were always predicated on high wholesale prices and variable wholesale prices. And what's happened recently is wholesale prices have come down, partly, of course, we've got this induced low demand. But as you say, this project was supposed to cost $2 billion. Now they're talking about $5 billion, and that's just the construction aspect of it. And then there's the additional transmission. I mean, one of my concerns is that there might be a case for some smaller pumped hydro projects around the world, but this is putting all your eggs in the one basket. So, yes, I'm thinking more white elephant than
How do we get out of it? How do we, Judith, how do we get out of it?
I think it's too late, actually.
It is too late, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that contracts have been signed and commitments have been made.
Amazingness. How do we get out of the submarine deal?
Yeah, can I just go back? You see,
yes.
What we should always have focused on was building 24/7 power stations, you know. So we should have been seeking to replace Hazelwood, replace Liddell. You know, we don't want...
Yeah, correct.
The thing is, Snowy only makes sense because we have this high prevalence of intermittent wind and solar. If we didn't have the prevalence of wind and solar, you know, we wouldn't even be talking about Snowy 2.0.
Brilliant. Stop demonising coal-fired power.